Well, I thank the Lord for that song this morning, and I'm very thankful for the refuge that we have in the Lord. Without the Lord and without that refuge, I would be lost this morning. Desire and interest in your prayers, we look into the Word of the Lord, and I'm thankful for each one that's here. I would like to especially, and the message is for all of us, young and old, but I would like to especially ask the children and young people to give special attention, if that would be in order, to the message this morning. I trust it will be something that's practical and that will help you in your walk with God. Scripture in James chapter 1, and the title of the message is The Moment. The Moment. James chapter 1, verse 14 says, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death." So every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. Are there any of us here this morning that can say we have never been tempted? You can be in the presence of something wrong or bad and not be tempted. I know I have used this illustration many times. You could set some alcohol in front of me. It's not a temptation. I have absolutely zero desire for it. And y'all are thinking Danishes. I can see it. But you could put that alcohol in front of someone else and it might be a temptation. That doesn't mean they're any less or more spiritual than I am. It just means that we all have different temptations, right? But many temptations that people have, there are temptations that are just common to man, right? All of us are tempted, and I want to encourage especially you young folks, if you're struggling sometimes with the enemy comes in and says, "Well, if you were really saved, you wouldn't be tempted with that." The devil's a liar. That's already been established this morning. The devil is a liar. Everybody is tempted. Tempted to do what? Tempted to do something that God doesn't want you to do. Just because you are tempted does not mean you have sinned. Sin is when you give into the temptation and you follow through and you yield to it and then you have settled, that's the path that I'm going to go down. That's when it brings forth sin. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust or his own desires. Do you know that as long as we are in the flesh, we are going to have some desires that need to be in check of the Holy Spirit? There are natural desires that God has given us that there is a lawful fulfillment for them. And there are some that you just say no by the power of God and you submit to the Lord and you can overcome your temptation. So here's some good news this morning. If you are tempted, it does not matter what the temptation is, there is power with God for you to say no to the temptation. I know there are times in life when the enemy will not leave us alone and he's there moment after moment, day after day, and it gets frustrating. It gets spiritually frustrating and the enemy will try to wear you out with temptation. But I want us to recognize and remember this morning that there is power for us to say no to temptation. Temptation is not sin. But the yielding is. So 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13. Probably most of you could quote that this morning. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful." Isn't that wonderful? In your temptation. And now here's another lie of the devil. All right. You may be sitting there and we're just getting going in this message. And you may be thinking, but you don't know how bad it is for me. You don't know how strong the temptation is. You know what? Actually, I do know. And do you know how I know? Because I have temptation too. And if you young folks, if you think your parents don't understand, trust me, they do. Because they were your age one time too, having some of the same struggles, the same battles. And you may think, oh, brother so-and-so, he had temptation. Yes, he did. Yes, she did. They went through the same things that you all are going through and have can testify that there is a place of victory in the middle of temptation. There is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not what? Suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able to bear, but will with the temptation also what? Make a way to escape. So there's a way to escape this morning, and they sung that song. God is our refuge, is He not? There is a way to escape that you do not have to give in to the temptations that you may be facing this morning. Now, you say we're in service and we're in a protected environment. Do you know the devil can still tempt you? He could tempt you to have a bad attitude about someone. He could tempt you to be resentful against your parents this morning. You might resent the very fact that you even have to be in service today. See, those are temptations, right? He can tempt you to have feelings that you know God doesn't want you to have. But there is a way to escape. And when you go back to work, you're going to have temptations. When you go home and you are by yourself tonight and laying in bed, the enemy might come in like a flood with temptation. But there is a way to escape, and there is still a way for us to live a victorious Christian life. I want you to know that there are people that live in failure, but Jesus Christ came that we could overcome ourselves, overcome the natural desires that giving into them in an unlawful way will take us to a life of sin. There is victory for you this morning in Jesus Christ. The Scripture teaches us to avoid temptation, right? Avoid it. Talked about in one place in Proverbs, the young man, he was looking out, kind of like up here, we're up in the second story this morning, looking out the window and watching. Said, I saw a young man void of understanding go by the way of a strange woman on the corner. He shouldn't have gone that way. First lesson to temptation, if you can avoid it, avoid it. The young man should have never walked by the corner of that young woman down there because she was there with the purpose of enticing him to do something that was wrong. Well, when he saw she was on the corner, he should have said, I'll just walk an extra block and go the other way. Here's a lesson this morning. If you choose to go somewhere and begin to look at temptation and begin to study it, with desire in your heart, and then you give in, and you wonder why the grace of God wasn't effective, it was because you forsook the moment that you had. God gave you a moment to decide which direction you were going to go. It's kind of like this. If you're walking by a tavern and say the Lord's delivered you from alcohol, for example. So I'm saved now, the Lord forgave me, the Lord delivered me, and I'm walking down the road and there's a tavern there, and I think I'm not going to drink anymore. But I think I'm going to go ahead and go in there. Now, that you have a moment, and this is the moment I want to talk to you about this morning. You have a moment to decide whether you will go in that bar or not. You have a moment. You have a place of decision that you are in your right mind. The devil is there tempting, but God is there too. The Holy Spirit is there, and you have a moment of time to make a decision. Am I going to go in there or not? You say, I think I will go in, but I'm not going to drink alcohol. And then you go in and you sit down and you order a Sprite. You're sitting there watching everybody else drinking, and I'm not doing wrong. I'm drinking Sprite. You know what most likely is going to happen? Use your imagination this morning. You do that very long, you're going to end up going back to drinking, right? And then people get caught up in temptation and yield, and they say, the grace of God just wasn't there for me. Just didn't work. I couldn't overcome the temptation. Your moment was not when you were in the bar the moment you decided to go from Sprite or 7-Up to drinking a beer. Your moment was when you decided to go in the bar to start with. That was your moment. You had a moment that God gives you. And I want you to know this morning, the Lord is going to give you a moment in temptation. He's going to give you a moment to make a decision. I may be standing outside looking there and I smell it, and you can smell, I smell it, and I'm drawn to it. Have I sinned? No. Oh, I want to in the flesh. Now I'm in a spiritual battle. The flesh wants it, and I know the Lord doesn't want me to do it. And I'm going to say, okay, I have a moment. I have a decision to make. Should I go in or not? In the moment of decision, you need to ask yourself, is that the road that I want to go down? Now, there's a lot of different temptations we can face, but in your moment that God gives you, ask yourself this question, is this the road I want to go down? You say, well, I just can't. God's grace just didn't help me. God's grace will help you in the moment if you will make the right decision. Am I going to go down that road? No, Lord, I do not want to, but I'm being tempted. Lord, I need some help here to make the right decision. I need power here, Lord, to follow through on my desire to serve you. That is when you will find God's grace will help you. That is where you will find the victory, but it's in the moment. I'm gonna get real specific now, all right? Not real specific. Can I use someone's phone? All right. Got a phone. Enemy comes in like a flood with temptation. You have a moment. What are you going to do with your phone? What are you going to do? You're in a weak moment. You're feeling weak. You're kind of discouraged. Kind of just things kind of feeling kind of blah spiritually. And the enemy knows that. And he comes in with a temptation to listen to something, to watch something, to click something that you should not click. And you do it. And then you say, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Well, where was God's grace? It didn't work. What did you do with the moment? What did you do with the moment? When you picked up the phone, that was your moment. What am I going to do? Okay, is this really the road I want to go down? No, by the power of God. No. Lord, would you give me grace and strength here? You will find God's grace will help you to do what you need to do. That's your moment. Don't forsake or neglect the moment that God has you when you are tempted. And if you say, well, I don't know that I had a moment. You pray and ask God to give you a moment. There is power over addictions this morning. If you have been delivered from an addiction, and then it seems like the enemy is pulling you back in, you ask the Holy Spirit this morning, Lord, would you give me a moment? Before I fall back in, before I go back in, would you give me a moment? I don't want to embarrass you, Stephen, but I remember 3 years ago a testimony. Can I share it? You gave in prayer meeting, and it stuck with me. He came out of class, and don't have all the details, and I don't need them all. But he came out of class, and the enemy started working hard. And I, from what I picked up that all wasn't said, there were things going on and the enemy wanted to caught with temptation to pull him back to something the Lord delivered him from. The Lord gave him a moment. And he said, I started thinking about all that God has given me. What God has done, I don't want to go back. That was his moment. That was the moment in temptation to say, wait, is this really the road I want to go down? No. You will find God's grace will enable you to follow through on your decision to do what's right. But you better seize the moment. Because if you don't, you're going to end up doing things that you ought not to do. And it's going to take you down a road you shouldn't do. There are many temptations. Some of them are with people and some of them are by yourselves. That there is victory this morning. But you're going to have to seize the moment. Before you yield, the Lord will give you a space of time. And I want you to know, sometimes it's a few seconds. What am I going to do? No. Lord, I want to serve you. Lord, give me power because it's strong. Lord, give me power to resist the enemy. You will find his grace will be sufficient. But if you just, I'm just going to close my eyes. I'm just going to, you will go right through the warning, the moment that the Lord gave you. I use the word fall into temptation, but you know the reality is, if you fall, it's a fall by choice. We cannot say, we don't have the excuse anymore this morning since Jesus came, say, well, the devil made me do it. No, Jesus came to give you a decision in the moment. Am I going to yield, or am I going to, in my moment, say, Lord, you know, there's no shame to acknowledging temptation. If you think we don't understand this morning, we do. Okay? We do. You're not abnormal. I remember people telling me they just feel like they were abnormal because the temptations were so strong. It's like something must just be wrong with me. Nothing's wrong with you this morning. But there is a power. If you will seize the moment when you are tempted to do wrong and say, Lord, I don't want to do it. That is not the road I want to go down. Even though the flesh is being pulled, the Lord will give you grace if you will choose Him. And you know what? You're going to have that moment over and over and over, and you can keep, and you'll get tired of it. The enemy will come back again. You remember when, and to save a little bit of time, but in the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve were there listening to Satan, and he came along, he was subtle. He was subtle. And he came on, said, came in to tempt him, and he said, did God say you shouldn't eat of that tree? You know what? They had a moment right there. Who's talking to us? Young folks, when you ask yourself this question, who's talking to me? If it's the devil, do not carry on a conversation with the devil. What end do you really, what do you really expect to happen? It's not going to avail any good to carry on a discussion with the devil. So when you recognize it's the end, this is the enemy. So I want to encourage you, when you feel this draw to do something, stop and ask yourself this. Is this the enemy? Yes, it's the enemy. Okay, I know what to do then. Lord, help me. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to entertain it. I'm not going to stand here at my balcony and look at the strange woman on the corner, because the longer you look, the greater the temptation is. Until you think, well, I'm not going to do anything wrong, but I think I'm going to go downstairs. Why are you going downstairs? Easier access. Quit looking. When the enemy brings temptations of any nature, don't look. Don't look this second time. But get your eyes on Jesus. He gave you a moment to make a decision. What am I going to do? There is a way to escape. So I want to encourage us to seize the moment this morning. Acknowledge the temptation. Now, do you know in our moment it's good to acknowledge the temptation? Anybody have a moment this week? And you don't have to acknowledge it, but I know you did. And I know you had a lot of moments. I had a moment. What do you do with it, though? That's the question. There are people that feel guilty. They live in a state of guilt, wanting to serve the Lord, wanting to be victorious. And they live in a state of guilt because they're not finding power to overcome their temptations. There's power this morning. But the power of the enemy is broken in the moment that we choose, Lord, I need help. So Adam and Eve, if they would have acknowledged, yes, I'm being tempted to eat of that tree. Father, Lord, would you help me, please? I'm being tempted right here. To get it out in the open that this is a temptation. What are your temptations this morning? You know, I don't need, it is not always, and here's a little advice for you young folks. It is not always wise for you on prayer meeting night to get up and explain in detail all of your temptations. Does that make sense? It's not expedient. That's not wisdom. Everybody doesn't need to know every detail, but it still is to be able to get up and say, you know, the enemy came along and was working on me and was tempting me, and I want to say I got victory through the power of Jesus, and I overcame, and I thank God for it. But here's the thing, acknowledge your temptation. Because if we don't acknowledge it, what are we fighting? So I say, you know, when the enemy comes in, you've got a moment. You've got a moment. Say, you know what? This is a temptation. I am being tempted to tell a lie. You will have a moment to make a decision. Are you going to tell the truth or are you going to tell a lie? You don't just fall into it. You have a moment. Yes, I'm tempted to tell a lie. I really would like to tell a lie. I think it would be the best way, the easiest way to go. Wait, Lord. Nope, I'm not going to do it. Lord, would you help me? That's where you will find the grace. That's where you will find the power. So acknowledge the temptation. Who is speaking? Well, we're living under grace this morning, and God gives us a moment of decision in the moment of temptation. All right? We're going to have a moment of decision in the moment of temptation. You remember Jesus, and you can turn and read it on your own time, but in the fourth chapter of Luke, Jesus was being tempted. And when was he tempted? It was when he was hungry, when he was alone. He'd been fasting for 40 days. Do you know when you get physically tired, you are more susceptible to temptation? Anybody else found that? When you are physically worn out, you know, it's not my job to tell you all how many hours of sleep you're supposed to get. That's God's job. But you know what? We are an interconnected being, and our physical being affects our spiritual being. And that means also when you're by yourself, and young folks, I want you to know, sometimes the enemy can leverage temptation. Sometimes when you are in a crowd of people that aren't doing right, so change your crowd. And sometimes when you are by yourself, and the enemy comes in and starts working in your mind and working and leveraging temptation, do you know sometimes it helps to just physically get up and go be, if you're at home, get up and go be with your family. Get up and change your circumstances. Change your physical environment. Get around people. Don't give the enemy the room. I'm by myself and he's leveraging his work. I'm going to go fill it with something good. I'm going to go get around people that the enemy doesn't have as much leverage when I get around someone else. All right? But acknowledge the temptation and seize the moment. So Jesus was in a weakened state, and the enemy came in and tempted him. And he said, why don't you turn this stone into bread? Who's talking? Is there anything wrong with eating bread? No. But who's talking? Okay, I don't want to go down that path. I don't want to go down that road. I don't know where all this is going to lead me. Have you ever had someone take you down the garden path? I've had people come up and ask me a question before, and I thought, okay, I know what's coming. I'll answer their seemingly innocuous, innocent question, and I know what their next question is going to be. And I know, it's like, I don't want to go down the garden path with you. I know where you're headed. And I have to acknowledge, I've asked people questions before too, and I was fixing to take them down the path. You know, there are times that, and I'm saying that the enemy will try to take us down that path. He'll start, well, why don't you have some, turn the stone into bread? What's wrong with that? If it's from the devil, I want to listen to it. Jesus had a moment. And he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The scripture is a good way to combat the enemy this morning. Scripture is a good way to combat the enemy. And then the enemy was defeated on that, but he didn't go away. Remember, he came in two other temptations he brought to Jesus. If the Son of God was tempted, are we any different? This was Jesus. And temptation is when you are drawn. There's this, some desire that is there. Jesus was tempted in the flesh. And yet he took the moment and he used the word of God. It's like, I'm not going to do this. He seized the moment. Well, there's a wonderful story. And this is just one temptation that's in our world today. But in the 39th chapter of Genesis, you remember the story of Joseph? I love Joseph's response to the temptation that Potiphar's wife put in front of him. She was trying to entice him to commit sin, all right? To commit adultery, commit fornication. And Joseph's response, and you young folks, you write, this is Genesis 39, verses 7 to 9. But I love Joseph's response in the moment of temptation. This is what he said. She was enticing and he refused. He refused. It's like, yeah, he started to think, you know what? Your husband put me in a place of responsibility over all of his goods. And this is, he asked himself this question. He said, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? How can I do this? When you are tempted, whatever nature temptation is, ask yourself the question, is this the road I really want to go down? How can I do this? I think that answered my question. I can't. I can't. And you know what? You may have to say that same thing over and over and over. But I want to encourage you, be not weary in well-doing this morning. You resist long enough, temptation will even start to lose its power in certain areas. And there are other nature of temptations that it might ever be with you as long as you're in the flesh. And that's part of the glory of heaven. We're not going to have any more temptation. But as long as we are in the flesh, keep fighting the good fight. You can overcome it. But take the moment. Take the moment. How can I do this great wickedness? How can I do this? I can't. Not going to do it anymore. God giveth, James chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, but He giveth more grace, but God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to who? To the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He gives more grace. Now, there are different types of temptations, right? I want to speak specifically to one. Have you all ever found yourself in a tense moment? Have you ever found yourself in a moment that you were tempted to respond with a sharp word or impatiently or maybe frustration? Have you ever had to apologize for it? I want you to ask the Lord this morning to give you a moment. If you find yourself in your interactions with people, if you find yourself in with interactions with people, ask the Lord, help me to have that moment. When you are in a discussion and you feel the level of frustration rising, you all know what I'm talking about? I'm talking where we live now, okay? That means it starts at home, doesn't it? Level, you can feel your frustration level going up. And you're in this discussion, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just checks you. This is your moment now. Are you going to continue? Because if you continue, you're going to express yourself in a way that's not right. Too impatient, too hard. In that moment is when you say, recognize what it is and say, Lord, I need some help here. I'm going to humble my heart. I'm going to humble my heart. Do you know it'll work? People have problems with anger. The Lord's going to give you a moment before you yield. He's going to give you a moment, and He's going to come and kind of tap you on the shoulder. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. In that moment is your time to humble yourself and say, Lord, I'm getting too frustrated. Lord, would you help me here? And you're going to find that the grace of God is going to start working. And there is a place of growing in grace, right? There are some sins that are sins unto death. Temptations, rather, that are sins unto death. And there are others that we grow in grace, having more patience, more long-suffering. Doesn't mean we've sinned, but we need to be growing. How are we going to grow in those areas? Except we take the moment when we recognize, I'm in a precarious place. I'm getting too frustrated. Have you ever just come out, anybody that's married ever told your husband or wife that, so you know what, I'm feeling too frustrated. I need a moment to get some grace, a little time to humble down, and we can pick up. Seize the moment. Lord doesn't want us to be angry. He doesn't want us to be, even in frustrations. There's power in that. I'll give a little illustration here. A while back, I was in a situation that someone had done something that was very wrong to me. And I won't go into detail, but it was just wrong. Okay, they were treating me wrong. They were trying to force me to do something that was just, it just wasn't right. They were manipulating, and I knew what they were doing. And I was in it, something happens. Sometimes you'll find yourself when temptation comes, it's instant, right? It's not like this drawn out thing. It's like, okay, I see where the enemy, it was like an instant thing. And my frustration level, and please don't think less of me, but I'm just sharing where I'm talking, where we live. My frustration level shot way up. Because I knew what the person was doing. They weren't doing right. And God gave me grace to speak in the way that I should have. However, after that, I recognized there was still something I should have handled a little bit differently. They were 95.9 or 99 point, whatever. we going to credit how much wrong it was? It was on them. But my response, I didn't speak wrongly. I didn't speak harshly. I didn't speak impatiently. But you know what? The Lord came along and said, Michael, you should have just yielded. You should have just done what they did. I did what I wanted to do with grace. Because I wasn't going to be manipulated by them and forced. But you know what? The Lord came along and said, okay, Michael, you should have just submitted. Should have just done it. You know what? The Lord gave me a moment right there. I told Renee later, I said, I wish I would have had a moment when I was feeling so frustrated and I would have just done the right thing to start with. But you know what? The Lord gave me a moment after the fact and said, you know what? You should have humbled yourself. I had a moment, so I went immediately back to the person that said, I'm sorry. I should have handled that differently, and I'm sorry. You know how hard that is to do when someone has done so wrong? But you know what? If I would have ignored my moment that the Lord showed me I should have just submitted, it would have been easier to override that the next time. I want to encourage you this morning, if you have, maybe you're in a conversation, you maybe not as patient or you didn't handle like it should, and the Lord comes along and says, you know what, you should handle that differently. He's given you a moment. If you miss the moment to start with, He's going to give you another moment to go apologize and to say you're sorry. So what are you going to do with that moment? Brothers and sisters, are you willing to humble yourself to your brother or sister who has frustrated you so much and they're the cause of it? And yet you responded in a way that probably wasn't the best. Are you willing to humble yourself to them and just go without putting anything on them and say, you know what, I'm sorry. I wish I would have handled that differently. I'm sorry. Would you forgive me? That is what keeps us pliable in the hands of God. This is where we can grow in grace. And this is what will enable us to overcome the temptations that the enemy has. There's more to be said on this line, but do you know, if we miss the moment to be humble, He's going to give you a moment to apologize and to humble your heart. He'll give you the moment. If you are tempted to lie, tempted to cheat, has anybody ever been tempted to cheat in school, in class, on a test or something? It would have been so easy just to kind of look over and see something or attempt. Wait, and you have a moment before you do it. I want to encourage you to take advantage of your moment. I can't do that. Lord, help me. I need grace. He will give you grace. And the next time, it's not quite as tempting. But you might be tempted again to lie. You children and young people, I want to challenge you something. Lying is a moral sin, okay? Lying is a moral sin. It separates you from God. Telling a lie does. There are some people that have a lying nature. Do you know the Lord can change that lying nature? But it's going to come by you children and young people when your parents come and ask you a question and you are tempted to tell them a lie. I want you to know God's going to give you a moment. And if you didn't realize you had a moment, you're going to find it. You all have more responsibility this morning than you did because you're going to go home and the devil's going to tempt all of you. And you'll be like, wait, I'm having a moment. I'm having a moment. Well, thank the Lord, I'm having a moment. What am I going to do with it? How can I do this thing? Lord, would you help me? And even if you children think you're going to get in trouble, who wrote on the wall? Oh, not me. Wasn't me. Do you know that even if you think you're going to get in trouble, the Lord's going to give you a moment? Yes, I wrote on the wall, and I know I might be disciplined for it, but lying is wrong. That's a sin. How can I do this thing? Yeah, Dad, it was me. Thank you for being honest. I was somewhere in business the other day, and they were supposed to have done an oil change with some other work. And I got there, and I called them and said, do y'all do an oil change? Oh, yeah, I saw them do it. Yes, we did. Looked out there in the shop, and they did the oil change with the other stuff. And I said, all right. So, well, you didn't put a sticker on it, and the oil light wasn't reset. I just wanted to be sure. They called me back in a few minutes, and he said, I am so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. He said, I went and checked. He said, they didn't do the oil change. I told him the other day, I said, thank you so much for being honest. I said, I appreciate you being honest. Most places would have just let it go. Young people and children, even if you think you're going to be, it's going to cause some trouble to be honest. You're going to have a moment, and you are much better off to tell the truth. There's a lot more. Take the moment. We're all tempted. You're not abnormal this morning. You young people, if you're struggling with something in the world, if you're struggling something, you're not abnormal. But there's victory for you. But take the moment when the temptation comes. Take the moment to say, do I want to go down that road? How can I do this thing? Take the moment, you all with your cell phones, before you click it, God's going to give you a moment. What are you going to do with the moment God gives you? There's victory for each and every one of us, and I thank God for it. Amen.